What is up, Warriors? It's Ray back with another Ray's Rampages. I'm super excited for this episode this week. I don't know if you guys can tell the difference in like the sound, but we got a new podcast set up. It's like this mobile thing and it's super cool. We're going to like explain some of the cool things about it, but I got a familiar voice and a new voice for you guys this week. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
All right. I'm Andy Cruz. As you can see, I was like on last week's podcast. So we can reminisce about more things this time around.
Yes, Andy's back. And we got a new voice. Jenny, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Jennifer Garibay Rivera. I'm a senior here. What else? I'm a swimmer, and I'm also NHS.
I've known both of them for a really long time. Jenny, when did we meet, and how did you get into Warren Central?
Okay, so we met at Stony Brook 8:30. It was like the last 2 months of school because I barely moved there. That was our first time.
That is the first time. Oh my gosh. Middle school was crazy. Like just in general. I think those last 2 months were so full of just like the craziest moments ever.
Yes. I was so lost. I was like, it's so different around here.
So different. For a little background, Jenny came from Oregon. You know, the one that's on fire right now. R.I.P. Oh. Anyways, Andy, how did you meet Jenny?
Well, I didn't really talk to Jenny until freshman year. I knew her because the first time she came into my history class, I was like, who's this new girl? And then she was so sad. And everybody went to her and was like, why are you sad? And then literally, that's all that happened the first time I
saw
her. I
got the perfect thing for this right now.
It was horrible. You guys,
no.
I remember you guys were taking a test and then.
I think we were doing a presentation or a movie or a test. It was one of those three.
It was a test because he gave it to me and he was like, you guys take social studies over there, right? And I was like, no, I just started that class. And I was.
And then he's like, well, fine, do your best. And then he gives you the test. And then you're just there.
I cried.
Sobbing on the test.
Yes, I cried the whole entire time. It was horrible. Like,
I was there. I was just like, who's this new girl?
Oh my God.
I didn't realize you were crying. I thought you were just like, you're like, bro, what's happening? What's going on? And then I was like, I connected the dots later on throughout the day. I was like, oh yeah, she was probably just crying. Oh, I feel bad. And then all the, like half the girls in the classroom, I think later on went to you and were like, are you okay? Where are you from? They're trying to know you. And then all the guys are just like, bruh,
why is she crying? Quit crying, dude.
Why are you crying?
I think during that time I was doing like track and everything. You know, me, big sports body, not anymore, obviously.
I remember Sarah like introduced you and she was like, oh yeah, Rihanna, she's a wrestler.
Yeah.
And she's like the only one in the team and the rest of them are dudes. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, I remember. That's the only reason anyone knew me. Oh, you wrestle.
Yes, that's
even to this day. To this day, people still recognize me from wrestling. And I'm like, wow, that's literally all I've ever been known for. And that's okay. That's okay.
I mean, it's better by being known for crying the whole entire time.
I didn't know you were sad. I mean, I didn't have class with you, obviously. I was in, you know, regular people class. Also, did you guys hear that effect? I didn't hear it when I pressed the button.
I did hear it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, I didn't. That's so weird. Why didn't I hear it? Am I okay? Hold on. Let me try it again. Oh, there it goes. I got it right. Everyone's clapping for me. That was for me. Those cheers were for me. I just had to press a button. The new setup is so cool. I just, ow, my elbow.
You're geeking.
I am geeking. I'm so like, I don't know. I want to like do stuff with science, but I'm like, what if I just become one of those people that talks on the radio?
You could be. You could do that like on the side too. Like,
honestly, it's probably going to just be a side thing for me, but it's so fun.
It seems like it. Like, it looks so cool. I don't know what you're touching, but it looks nice. It looks cool.
Dude, in middle school, cool. I would not have thought that I'd be doing anything like this. I was like, I don't even, bruh. That's it. That's all I got to say. Middle school was such a trying time. I was like, you know what?
You guys are trying to find yourself before high school. What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a girl thing. I was gone.
I think it's a girl thing because I'm like exactly where I expected myself to be. Like kind of exactly.
I'm not. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be like the best runner in the world. I'm going to be just like playing sports in high school, only sports. Now I do marching band.
Not a sport.
It's not a sport. Hate to break it to anyone in marching band that thinks it's a sport. It is not a sport. You get a gym credit for it, which is pretty cool, but it's not a sport.
Cool. Like cool. You gotta be out there in the heat, but it's not a sport, bro.
I stand there. I literally stand there. What am I exercising? My glutes? That's it.
I mean, at least you're getting some muscle there. That tan, you know.
I did not get tanned. I just died of heat. It was awful. I don't even know what time it is. This is awesome, dude. The sound quality, so good. I'm like geeking over the sound quality, but we're supposed to be talking about middle school.
Okay.
Back to middle school.
Okay. Okay. Nothing really eventful really happened at middle school, except for like somewhat interesting events that would happen once in a while.
Yeah. Maybe like the school fights. I would always miss them.
I would always miss them and then catch them on something. And I'm like, bruh.
Oh my god, no, wait. Remember when that girl like pepper sprayed a million people?
Wasn't that year?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was that year. It was at the very end of the year. She came back and she just pepper sprayed like everybody.
I mean, I heard about it, but I didn't see that.
She did. I was like
crazy.
I was in the nurse. I remember being in the nurse and there was like 20 people in there. I was like, I'm just gonna go back to class.
You're like, wow.
Me and the nurses were tight. They loved me. I love the nurses. I don't think they work there anymore.
Remember the Kona Ice event?
Oh my, Kona Ice moments. The best. So
it was good. I appreciate that they tried to do something for us, but it was not good.
Oh yeah. Tiger's blood was the worst.
I think I tried it once and then I was like, never again.
That was the worst flavor.
I mean, they let us use the syrup, but I was just like, this blue syrup does not taste like blue.
Kona
it
Ice
tastes like
disgusting.
So bad.
I'm sorry. I would not.
It was a nice attempt. I appreciate it from the administrators and all the staff, but like, God, it was.
Dude, their lunches now. Their lunches now. I went there last year to do like this scouting thing for
indoor. Yeah. Orchestra? Or was
yeah, it was indoor percussion, but I think they did one for orchestra. I didn't go to the orchestra one, but like their lunch there, because we spent all day there. Their lunch. It's so good now. I'm like, this is literally, they have fresh cut fruit.
Oh, wait, bro.
I was so mad. I was like, why don't we get this?
But I mean, our lunch is pretty decent.
It's just, not even, don't even go. My cheese was crusted over today.
I'd say decent. It depends on what you get.
What are your standards of decent?
Like the nachos, when they're regular, not just like the cheese and meat only, but like when you could choose what you could get on them, that was pretty decent. Like,
The guac was good. That was it.
So good.
Oh, those like you remember? I don't know. They introduced like some chicken sandwich last year. Yeah, and
the spicy chicken sandwich in middle school. Oh my god!
Now you getting spicy geeked over a spicy chicken sandwich?
Oh my god! It was literally okay. I think the rotation would be like how our school is now.
Yeah.
So it would be like Tuesday and Thursdays would be spicy chicken sandwich, and then the next week would be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you don't understand how excited I was about
spicy chicken sandwich.
It was so good. It was like incredible. It was so good. For my memory, it was so good. And then they changed up the formula. Like they used like chicken breast. And I was just like,
I remember that.
But it's good. Like, it's still good.
It's fine.
Like, it tastes good. It's just not great.
It's not that, you know, that fake processed meat good.
That's what I wanted. It was basically a spicy chicken nugget patty.
Give me them like, GMOs. Just, oh my gosh.
So good. And then they stopped.
Chartwells.
I barely ate.
Other than that, our orchestra concert.
It's kind of depressing.
I just overall, I'm just like.
Jenny said, I don't eat.
No, sophomore year. Was it sophomore year? I think, yeah, sophomore year. I did not eat the first semester. I just like brought a snack.
You know what? And that's understandable. Anyways, Andy, what were you saying?
What's it called? I was thinking about the orchestra concerts during middle school.
Yes. The little
Miss
snacks.
Miss French was a teacher.
She was a teacher. She loved me so much. I was a prodigy. Mwah.
She was best violinist. Like, I don't know. She's a band teacher. No opinions. That's all I got to say. She was a band.
My only opinion is you're a band teacher. That's it.
She's a band teacher or teaching orchestra. So you
can Didn't she like play French horn or something like that?
Yep.
She just looks like she played French horn. I can't even remember, but I'm French horn. It makes so much sense.
Didn't she get like divorced with her husband or something?
Did she? I don't know. I don't pay attention anymore. My little sister did orchestra and she just like expected them both to be like me and just, you know, God tier.
And then
they're not.
Are they good?
No, Azaria quit and Lillian, I think she's still doing it, but she does not know what she's doing. She's like, I just don't understand. And I was like, and sometimes it'd be like that. She tried to, you remember Honors Orchestra? She tried to put Lily in that and Lily was like, this music's so hard. And I looked at it and I was like, those are 18th notes.
Oh, bro. Because I'm like, I feel like our year was kind of just the last good year of orchestra for that middle school.
Yeah.
Because every other year when I visit Warren in my freshman year, I was like, okay, I worked with them. And then I was like, they're kind of not good.
Y'all kind of suck.
It wasn't just about effort. It was just more about like they naturally had to try more than we did.
Oh, yeah. I think
it wasn't about me even try-harding about orchestra.
I feel like that affected us now though, because we don't even try anymore. You missed it. We got yelled at today and on Tuesday by Himes. It was
about
awful.
What?
Your section, the violists. Apparently, what you guys happened? Just don't know how to play in tune. And then he yelled at us today because we weren't loud enough. And there's three of us in our section, so you know.
Well, he didn't yell at me, so I'm chilling.
He said, I wasn't there. There was 10 people in class today. Oh, that's, oh my gosh. In the orchestra?
We were in each section.
I don't pay attention. Although, I think Otto does online now, so that's like one person taken away. All the firsts were there. All the seconds were there. I think there were a few violists missing. I don't even know. Anyway,
back to middle school. Finish up that conversation.
Worst time of my life.
It was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't for me. I would just say it was a life experience. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was like,
I think it did not shape me as a person. I got no benefit being in middle school.
Yeah, I didn't really get any benefit.
I as a developed person. Depression.
Until, like, I just developed just like a
Same.
Not a. Not a fun personality. Until I would say the best year of high school was probably like sophomore.
Sophomore year, honestly, I don't remember any of sophomore year, but that's how I know it was a good year. If you can't remember anything about that year, you know it was fine.
You only choose to forget two like years if they're horrible or if they're just like so good, like there's too many things to remember.
That was sophomore year for me. I just pushed it out of my mind. I don't know why. And then like the rest of the years have been so like mentally draining. It's been awful. Except for this year. This year's actually been really great.
Junior year was not that bad.
Junior year was awful.
It was okay. I just remember literally all you guys just saying, soapstones, chapter notes.
Chapter notes.
A push.
That's why
A
I
push chapter notes.
I did not take A push, bless up.
AP Lang,
saved myself.
I took one class.
Inner Disc. Shout out Salemi and Baldwin, my two favorite teachers besides Arvin.
He taught Inner Disc?
Yeah, he taught history part of it, U.S. history. Anyways.
Salemi was pretty cool.
We're going to wrap this up here in a minute. We're getting to the end of our day, me and Jenny's day, because, you know, someone stayed home from school today.
I didn't stay home. I just accidentally overslept.
Bruh. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for coming on. Go ahead. Say goodbyes.
Bye.